This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy.
We are live. Welcome to the Ask Jason Show. Joined by Megan. Megan, as always, how are you? What's going on? How was your weekend?
I am well. I had a good weekend.
You had a good weekend?
How was yours?
My weekend was incredible. I did something really, really great on Saturday. I got to go for a massage. No, I'm kidding. One of the best parts of my weekend, I was in Nashville attending an event all about belief architecture. But one of the best parts was Megan, who's been with me for 3-4 years. We keep losing count on this, and you keep reminding me.
Almost three, Jason.
Almost three. It feels like four. Feels like four, but in a good way. It feels like you've been with me for a long time. We have never met in person, and we finally got to hang out. We finally got to chat, which was always great to meet in person. We're going to do it more often because, we can. And I'm in Nashville a lot, and your family is in Nashville, so you could come visit and we could hang out and say hi. But that was a good thing. I enjoyed spending time with you and hanging out with you. We do it every single day in a virtual way. Get to do it in person, get to have real life contact. It felt like we were like out of that COVID bubble that like feel like you and I have been in a COVID bubble for 3 years. Like, nope, Zoom only. Now we're back to real life. Aside from that, just an incredible, incredible training on belief architecture held by this guy, Taylor Welch. Fascinating stuff. I'm going through all the notes. And then I'm going to make my own, you know, summaries of those notes and kind of teach it, because that's the most important part. If you actually learn something, go teach it. Teaching is the best way to show that you actually understand what you learned and the best way to actually remember what you learned. Otherwise, we're reading for the sake of reading and learning for the sake of learning. But if you can't go and repeat it and teach it to someone else, then what's the point in you learning it? So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to focus a little bit on that, but no one really cares about that yet. They care to ask me their questions. So we are at that point. So do we have questions, Megan?
We do.
Before you let me ramble off in like a million directions. You, take control of the show, Megan. Take control of the show.
All right. We got to get to the questions. Okay. All right. Our first question is, as the owner of a marketing agency, what's the best way to determine pricing for our services? And this is from Joe.
Whew. That's a difficult one. There's different models. I know a lot of agencies that go by percentage of ad spend, and that and that's an easy way to do it. We've tried that model, and I don't really love it. And the reason why I don't love it is it's incentivizing the agency to just spend your money versus getting your results. So if results are bad, if you're dealing with a bad agency, they'll just spend your money in order to collect the bigger paycheck. Our agency have never done that. In fact, we've actually gone down and made less money because when results weren't there for certain times, or especially after iOS 14.5 happened, we have to cut a lot of spend because we didn't know how to handle it. That impacted us a lot. So we just found both ways it didn't really work. We've done the percentage of revenue side, which has worked because that incentivizes us to hit over a certain, you know, KPI or metric with them. If we get at that, then we hit that bonus. But mostly we just take a retainer. How much you charge on that retainer dictates how good you are. So, you know, you could be the cheapest or you could be the most expensive, but don't play in the middle. In the middle is where you get burnt. In the middle is where a lot of bad things happen, right? That's where, you know, you have a lot of people come in and sit there and say, well, I'm just going to charge this amount. But so many people are in that range. So if you're going to play for the lowest price and undercut people and be the cheaper option, be the cheapest option is what they say. We are a more premium agency, but we back it up with our results. Now, sometimes clients believe that, okay, wow, I got all these results, but imagine if I went somewhere else, could these people be getting me results at, you know, 10% discount, 20% discount? Maybe, but I doubt it. We're pretty good at what we do. But the other thing I would say is for them to leave and go train and bring someone else in for a 20% discount and just agency fees, that's a huge cut to what they would lose in revenue for that other agency to start learning things and start implementing. So is it worth it? You know, we believe in having great relationships with our clients and one that's mutually beneficial. So we're not here to price gouge. We're not here to just charge crazy, obscene amounts of money for the sake of doing so. We price ourselves so that we can have long-term relationship with our clients. So I would do the same if I were you. I would figure out what price do you feel comfortable at? You know, what price can you say confidently to someone without, there's a quote, you know, charge as much as you can without, you know, breaking into laughter or something like that. I just butchered the quote, but it's something around there. Like just charge what you think you're worth. And then as you go and keep growing and growing, and growing, you'll start saying you need more. So if let's say you think, okay, I'm insecure. I don't know if I could get the results. So I'm going to start somewhere. I'm going to start with $2,500 a month. Let's start there. Cool. Take on a client for $2,500 a month. See the work. Are you doing too much work? Then the next client maybe charge $3,000 a month. Then the next client charge $4,000. And just keep raising your prices to a point where you're confident and you could actually, you know, say it confidently that you believe that you're worth that price. Pricing is just a value exchange. I'd be willing to pay someone $100,000 a month if they brought me, you know, $1 million a month.
Yeah.
So the price doesn't really matter. It's more the value that you're giving back in return. That always has to be way higher than the amount you're charging.
It's a great way to look at it. Okay. Next question from Casey. I'm the owner of an online clothing brand. Is it more effective to use email marketing or Facebook ads to generate more sales?
Hey, Jason here. I hate to interrupt this episode. You're probably enjoying it so much right now. And thank you for paying attention to it and tuning into this episode. Look, the truth is, I really need a favor from you. We really want to keep getting this in the hands of more and more people. So if you could do me a favor and head on over and leave a 5-star review, leave us a review, leave us some comments, share it with friends, spread the love. It would mean the world to me. As well, continue the conversation with me on Instagram at Jason Portnoy. Follow along there. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
Yeah. New sales or old sales, right? So repeated sales, email. Bringing new people in, Facebook. So you have two possible ways you could grow, right? You could cut off your traffic system, which is bringing new customers, and focus only on email. But then eventually you bleed them dry. There's only so many times that they're going to keep coming back and buying from you without you dropping new stuff. And the well runs dry at some point. Mm-hmm. At the same point, not focusing on repeat customers and only focusing on bringing in new customers, well, that becomes expensive. And, yeah. You know, like you kind of need both. You need to fill the well with water and then you take the water out, you know, to drink and survive. It's kind of both. And as you take it out, you need to refill the water that you just took back out. And then you take back out and you got to refill the water and you got to take back out and you got to drink and you got to survive. So more sales is a weird comment because it really depends on what type of more sales you want. More sales, you just want to hit a sale and hit revenue. Probably email. You hit your list, tell them 20% off, go buy, you'll get a lot of sales and it won't cost you much. More customers, more new customer sales, not going to come from email. So the answer is both, but it also depends. Yeah. It also depends which one you want. What do you want?
Yeah. Probably a little bit of both.
I need more context, Casey. I need more context.
Okay.
So if you're listening, just comment, give me more context.
Okay, let's see. All right, from Erica. When it comes to branding a business, how important is the color scheme and logo that I choose? Am I overthinking this right now since my business is brand new?
1000% overthinking it since your business is brand new. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You know, I remember one of my first clients that I ever had. And we were doing social media management at the time. So it's right before like Facebook ads, we were doing a mixture of, actually around the same time, we were doing a mixture of Facebook ads and social media management for clients. And for this one, we were doing social media management and our goal was to grow their following. And we used a different color blue. And that post, like on their logo, we put a picture out and there was a logo on the bottom and it wasn't the right color or it was a different color. Their logo is blue and we used green or yellow, whatever it was. And the post did really, really well. Got a whole bunch of engagement, everything like that. And it's not because of the color of the logo. So before we start, you know, saying that's the reason, the post did really well and they were pissed because you didn't use the right color logo. And you didn't use the right color of our brand. And I said, with all due respect, you don't have a brand. You have 100 followers on Instagram. You have barely any sales, right? You don't have a brand. What happens if your entire audience likes yellow better than blue? So, you know, people get wrapped up a little bit. I believe in brand. I believe it's important. But brand is more, branding's more to it than the color. And the logo, it's what you stand for. It's what's your core values. It's what's your mission statement. What operates you as a business and as a business owner. Like how do you align yourself in the market? That's branding. That part is extremely important. The color and the color of logos could always be changed and done. You know, everyone talks about the Nike swoosh. It's iconic.
Right.
But it's only because it was built into something. Nike didn't get built because of the swoosh. Nike built the swoosh. Mm-hmm. The swoosh didn't build Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The name of your business. If I told you, you know, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, I'm starting a company and I'm going to call it Google, people would be like, what's that?
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
But Google... Yeah. Turn Google into something. YouTube turned mm-hmm. something into like it all didn't really make sense. Like YouTube, yeah, it's you on it was all about like your homemade videos, but like these names were made because of the business. So focus on making sure your product or your service is incredible and not the color of your logo. Once you have that, then you start focusing on those things.
But I guess also that being said, you do want your logo and to be decent looking and not something sloppy and right.
Well, it depends. I mean, are they buying hats and t-shirts with your logo on it? Then yeah, then it can't be ugly. But if you're a marketing agency, no one's coming to you because of your logo.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. So now
we're what? We're you know, we're, I'm trying to do the math, 7 years into the agency-ish, maybe a little bit more. We're almost 2 years in the consulting business. And only mm-hmm. now are we like playing around with branding and logos and making sure the names all align with everything. But I mean, we've gotten seven figures, right? And we didn't put the value on that. So I didn't focus on it when we started.
Now we're making some little changes, but yeah.
Yeah, but most of those changes are coming from really making sure we have core values lined up. And that part, I think we could have done a lot earlier, but at the same time, I mean, we're able to grow. So just prove everything out first. People, get bogged down on what color should their logo be or their button be or whatnot. Should it be green? Should it be orange? Yes, who cares? Like, is my answer, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, test it out. No one's heard of your site. You have zero traffic to your site. What are you worried about the color of your button on it? You know, like, just go do and try and test. Like, if no one wants your products and you spent, you know, 6 years trying to develop a logo, but you haven't spent any time proving out your product or service, there's a problem. You're procrastinating. Yeah. You're delaying. You're afraid. You don't want to go into the marketplace. You're scared of rejection. There's so many different reasons that I could possibly think of, but you're getting bogged down on something because I think you don't want to actually go out and do it. So just go out and do it first.
Yeah. Just do it. Thank you.
Just, all right. Yeah. See? Look at that. I guess that is good branding.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So it looks like it's time for my question of the week.
Let's go.
All right. What's your favorite part of being a business mentor?
I love watching aha moments go off in people's heads. Mm-hmm. I think there's something powerful when, you know, maybe something you've seen as common sense or your failures or your experiences can be used to help someone from making a mistake or save someone from making a mistake. So I love, you know, when we're doing coaching calls or we're talking, I mean, I'm in my zone. That's like flow state for me where I could be chatting and we could just be talking and I could say something and you're like, wow, I never thought of it that way. And you could completely changes the trajectory of your business or your life or whatever it is, just by showing you a different way to look at something or by sharing something that's happened to me. Or, you know, as a business owner, even as a human, it's very hard to read the label from inside the bottle. And sometimes we need someone who could just help us see something. And sometimes mm-hmm. we just need someone who could say, hey, don't go down that alley. That's a bad alley. Yeah. You know, you don't want to go down that one. Or who could see around the corner from what's coming. Because mm-hmm. the biggest holdback for entrepreneurs are the things that they can't see. That's the biggest hurdle or the biggest obstruction. So being able to do that for people and watching, you know, watching like their face light up or they feel better about something, or, you know, I got them to reprioritize their family over, you know, making an extra $10,000. That's rewarding to me. I love that. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the best part for me.
Okay. Do you want to include your least favorite part?
My least favorite part are people who come in and just ask questions and don't want to do anything about it. So if we have the same conversation over and over and over and over, mm-hmm. You know, we'll probably end up firing you.
Yeah.
as a coaching client, only because like why are you here?
Yeah.
Like, why are you here?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Keep having the same conversation you're not going to do, or you're not going to do. And then guess what? You start blaming and you start saying, well, you know, you didn't help me or you didn't mm-hmm. do all that. Thankfully, I mean, I don't think we've ever had that on the consulting side. I don't think we've ever had a conversation like that, but I see it all the time where it's like, hey, you didn't do anything, but hey man, you didn't show up on one call. You didn't ask one question. On our first call, I gave you the playbook and you didn't implement any of these things. So yeah, we're here having the same conversation over and over. So I don't like that. I like problem solving. I don't like repetition or repeating myself over and over.
Yeah. It's understandable.
Yeah.
Okay. That looks like that's all our questions for this week.
Cool. Well, if you have any questions, you could put them in the comments below. You could head on over to jportnoy.com and let us know, email us, whatever you need to do. Get in contact with us. If we could help you grow your business, come on over to jportnoy.com. We have all the ways that we could possibly work together. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your attention. And if you made it this far, you're clearly somebody who wants to take their business to the next level. You want to get better. And I understand that being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like a little bit of a lonely journey, which is why being part of a thriving community of like-minded people is just so important. It was super helpful in my own development as well. And as is the ability to instantly get answers to the questions you may have in order to grow and scale your business. It's for that reason why I launched a consulting coaching program called the Market Domination Method. And guess what? If you're listening to this and you hear this, we're open for applications right now for new members to join. So to request an invitation or to book a free diagnostic call, call it a game plan call, I'll literally sit with you and demonstrate the value that we could bring to your business on that call. Let's jump on a call. We'll discuss ways you could possibly grow your business. Head on over to jportnoy.com, J-P-O-R-T-N-O-Y.com. You'll find all the different ways you could work together. It's going to be the best business decision you'll make. So hope to speak soon. Head on over to jportnoy.com, book that free game plan call, and I look forward to talking to you soon.